gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hey there, this is Jalen Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, the lovely Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats than with a healthy treat. And Lick and Laugh is a 5-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will die for. They'll love it so much. I got 3 cats, and they go crazy for it. You can get it at VitaCraft.us, Walmart.com, or you can find it in pet stores. SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator that you will find out there. But you can only find it on the internet at SCOE10X.com. S-C-O-E. Number 10x.com. It is not a fragrance odor eliminator. It is a bacterial eater, and it will totally destroy that odor. Don't forget, Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats teamed up with us at Talking Pets to give you 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. Go to hashitbookgroup.com if you're looking for a calendar for 2026. And don't forget, 1-800-581-8942, booking number 1382009, if you want to join me in Italy next year from Colette Tours.
Uptight, out of sight, backyard Romeo. He looks like skin on a bone pile. Cat wouldn't give him a glance. When he stretches his long legs out, she-hound fun for a hiding place. When he takes a notion on the girl down snow, he's a dynamite. Uptight, out of sight, backyard Romeo.
I thought you would like that one, Jilly, seeing that you're a Tennessee woman.
Yep, and there's a lot of hound dogs around here. I can hear them all
hound
the
dogs.
Time.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
They're noisy. All hounds are noisy. You used to race beagles. You know they never are quiet.
Oh, she's talking about actual dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about her boyfriend, but I was just going to let her go. but no, actually, no, hound dogs, they can be. I don't remember my beagles being that bad, but they do like to howl. And they're great escape artists, I will say that, because raising them, we kept them outside, and they were great on getting out. We even put a top on their coop, and somehow, some way, they still found a way to get out. amazing. But, so now that we're into that season, I mean, up north, they're having some cold temperatures up there in, like, Pennsylvania and all. It was down in the 30s. So, if you got to remember, if one thing, if you're going to keep your dogs outside, make sure you have them insulated in a nice dog house. Because they need, and I don't recommend using, like, a rug or anything like that, because I don't know what it is with dogs. For some reason, they like to throw the rug out the door. But if you put, like, hay in or straw...
Yeah, I was going to say hay is a better solution, but, you know...
Yeah, they,
I get
they build
so
like
angry
a little nest.
Because so many people, they don't... They just leave their dogs outside, and it's very sad to me.
No, I agree. I mean, especially when it's, like, bitter cold.
Yeah. My son has orthopedic beds, you know, in three different places in the house. So, I mean, he's heavily spoiled and he lays next to the fire. And but
I keep
a lot of people up here, they just don't do that. They don't respect their animals.
Now, everybody in America is like, she has her son sleeping on three orthopedic beds in the house.
My Rottweiler, my son.
There you go. So you need to explain the language or else there's going to be a... And social worker is going to be at your front door. You have your son doing what?
I don't think they'd make it to the door.
Yeah. So always got to explain. Hey, give us a call at 818-818-6401. I want to give a shout out to Maya and Logan out there in Pennsylvania that are tuned in right now. So a big shout out to them out in Fleetwood, Pennsylvania. Not sure. I know Fleetwood Mac, but I'm not sure of Fleetwood, Pennsylvania. You know Fleetwood?
No, but Siri does.
Yeah. No, I have an idea where that's at. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk about your pets if you got a training question. Another thing, too, is I do want to put that out there because the temperatures are getting colder now. It is the end of the month, the bewitching month. And the thing is like a lot of people in the north, we don't have to do it down here, but in the north, you have your antifreeze.
So it's between Reading and Reading and Allentown.
Oh, okay. Now I know where that is. Reading. Apparently, you're not a Pennsylvania boy. It's Reading.
Yeah, sure.
But actually, with the antifreeze, there is the one that it's Sierra Club, I believe, that is pet friendly. That if they were to lick it up or anything like that, it wouldn't harm them. But if you're using antifreeze and you're doing it in your garage, replacing it, or even in your driveway, wipe it up. Because even a touch of that stuff is poisonous to a dog or a cat.
Indeed.
John's throwing stuff around.
It fell. But, yeah, no, I mean, so make sure, because, you know, the thing is, too, you might not even have a dog, but you're changing your antifreeze in your car in your driveway or putting more in or whatever the case may be, and you leave it there on the driveway. If a neighborhood dog goes by, that, to them, is like they just found candy. Yeah.
Yep.
So it tastes good to them, but it's not good for them. It will totally shut them down and kill them. So make sure that you're doing the right thing and wiping up after you do something of that aspect. So, you know, just come correct. And the same thing in your garage. If you have pets, cat, whatever it is, don't even like if it's dripping from the lid of the bottle, of the antifreeze bottle, even if there's a little bit of a drip on there, I can guarantee your dog or your cat will find it. And if they lick that up, it will shut their kidneys down and all and kill them. So, and I'm very familiar with that myself. I had my kidneys shut down at one time. So, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Julie, did you put your antifreeze in your truck yet?
No, I have people who do that for me.
Well, hopefully they're wiping themselves after they're done.
It's those hound dogs again.
No, I take it to this awesome little place down the mountain from me. And, you know, they do everything there while I wait. And then I just bring the car home. So I don't have any of that, you know, on my lawn or in my driveway. Because my driveway is rock. But I just don't want to bother with that. However, I do have a special device underneath my hood. That is an electronic device so that animals will not crawl up inside and nest, because when it gets really, really cold, mice and sometimes snakes and other things like that that haven't hibernated.
They're trying to go where it's warm.
They'll get up underneath your hood and then they'll start eating your insulation away and building nests in your engine. So, and it's crazy.
Just so you know, antifreeze, the lack of coordination followed 8 or so hours later by extreme listlessness, vomiting, kidney pain or swelling, seizures, and coma. Potentially fatal. One tablespoon of standard 50-50 antifreeze mixture can kill a medium-sized dog.
Yep.
So vomiting may help if induced within a few hours of the ingestion, but once signs are evident, vomiting is of no benefit. The dog must receive appropriate treatment, including an antidote of ethanol, by your veterinarian within hours of the exposure to have any chance of the dog's survival, or cat. So, thanks for the evil music, Devin.
You're welcome.
So, antifreeze. It's your friend to the car. It is not your friend to your pets. So, make sure you keep an eye out on it and clean up after yourself if you're putting it in there. Once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. We have a story coming up from Jilly and a Name That Animal sound as well.
Woohoo!
This is Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leeds.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
fire broke out at a firefighter's house in North Carolina after his dog chewed on a lithium-ion battery. Lithium-ion batteries are everywhere, with most Americans already having one in their homes. They power different toys, cell phones, and even some e-bikes and scooters. While they are safe to use, it is important to know how to get rid of them properly. It was a near miss for 5-year-old rescue Colton. His owner, David Sasser, shared the video of the moments after Colton grabbed the lithium-ion powered device, broke the safety seal, and chewed up the battery, leading to a fire. Sasser, who is a firefighter with the Chapel Hill Fire Department, said the fire was out within minutes. Sasser said the rug was the only thing that was lost in the fire. The dangers of these batteries have been reported before. While they are safe to use, they can spark fires if not taken care of. When you're done charging them, like, you have to really pay attention and unplug them. You have to make sure you store them, you know, where they can't get broken or cracked or chewed on by a dog. And then when you're done with them, when they have to be disposed of in a specific way. In Raleigh, North Carolina, lithium batteries have been linked to about a dozen fires just this year. And in Durham, North Carolina, 2 trash trucks caught fire when the batteries were thrown away instead of being recycled. Thankfully, Colton, the dog, is okay. Authorities remind people to only buy and use products with safety tags like UL, ETL, and CSA. And it's very important not to overcharge your device and don't leave it plugged in overnight. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
See this house right there?
Yeah, homeboy. Man, I'm going to spark this house on fire. I'm about to burn this thing on down.
Let's get it.
The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let the burn. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let the burn. The burn, mother. The burn. The burn, mother.
When I first listened to this song, I was kind of like, oh, okay. They rather than doing like like some kind of other sound or something in there. But
the old
Yep. But you know, those dogs, you know, I did, if you watch the video, which is on talkingpets.com, it's on my website, on the homepage, you'll see these dogs how they act when that thing ignites. It's like, oh, yes. Did I do that?
Yeah, the first first time I saw the video, I kinda like laughed at it a little bit, and I was like, with the dogs, it's like, nope, I'm out. And then I read the story, I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, you wouldn't be laughing if it was your house.
Yeah, no.
Oh, they got lucky. That one didn't burn down, but there was another dog that did that, and the whole house burned down.
Oh,
yeah. And, you know, they can also, it can burn their tongue and have, you know, burns on the inside of their mouth.
Right.
So, you know. And my dog doesn't, but I have used to take care of dogs who would always steal my phone, and it used to freak me out that they would bite through the lithium, you know, case or something and get hurt, you know. So I always kept my phone very high away from where they could get to it.
So it's like there was a story that we did a couple of months ago on the show here where there was a house fire. And the firemen got to the house. Of course, there were no humans there. So they got into the house. And I guess they knew a dog was in there. So they went to let the dog out of the bedroom or whatever and saved the dog. You know, the dog... When the door got open, the dog came out of the bedroom, walked down the hallway, fire going on and everything, went to his leash in the kitchen, sat next to his leash until the fireman put the leash on the dog.
I remember that.
And then went out the door. I was like, wow, somebody's a good trainer in that house. I mean, granted, you think the dog wants to run for its life, but it knew its rules first.
I have stickers on my windows that say, you know, what breed of dog and everything is inside for the firefighters. But I tell you what, if my house was on fire and a firefighter opened my door to get in, Xerxes would knock him over to get out. He'd be gone.
I thought you were going to say something like, heck with the fire. Hello, Mr. Fireman.
Well, that was
I know you got that fireman calendar.
Actually, no, I have Scottish. I have the Men in Kilts calendar. That's my favorite.
Oh, I'll be good at that.
It's awesome.
So anyway.
Let the games begin.
So if you can name what animal sound this is, we're going to set you up with a prize. And the prize, you can go with Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks if you have cats in the house from Vitacraft. We do have Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic, Hip and Joint, and Multivitamin. You get all of those. Those are supplement treats for dogs. We have the Collapsible Water Bowl from Talking Pets. We also have the books Pets, Pets, Pets from Chicken Soup for the Soul and the Dog Book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. From Silly Beads by Kayla, we have the NFL or the Stitch. And these are, they go on your tumblers or whatever that you use, like when you're drinking your beer out of. They go on the handle. It's pretty cool. They're neat looking. And we do have a keychain for a little boy, if you want to go with that. We have an elephant bracelet. And we have calendars for 2026. So, and they're animal calendars. So if you want to go with any of those, let me know if you can identify this animal sound. I will say that this creature is considered, it's classified as a marine mammal. And
oh, wow.
It has black skin. What creature is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. They are the largest land carnivores, but are classified as marine mammals. And their skin is black. 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, pick up the phone, give us a call, take a guess, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. Do you have an idea, Julie?
I have a couple of ideas, but because you said that it's... I'm confused about the way you worded it. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. Well, that was meant to throw you off, but if you really think about it, it makes sense. 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, pick up the phone, give us a call, and you can win a prize. You know, I also want to say, you know, this is the time we talked about with antifreeze. You shouldn't be doing that. But I do want to put out there, too, because a lot of people let their dogs roam around the house. They don't always keep an eye on them. And if they get into your cabinets where there's cleaners, household cleaners and all, you want to make sure that you keep an eye out for any kind of signs that they got in that. If you see the bottle on the floor or anything like that, you're going to know something's been touched. But oral lesions, vomiting, diarrhea, lethargy, collapse, and coma, and potentially fatal, depending on what it is. But if it is a cleaner that they swallowed or licked up, do not induce vomiting. You will hurt them. You want to take them to the vet, and they will do a treatment that involves fluid therapy. So this way they don't cause damage when they're puking it back up, you might say. So make sure you keep that into effect. You don't want your little kids to get into the cabinets. You don't want your pets to get into the cabinets. And I know firsthand, cats are very good at opening up cabinets. 818-818-6401. What creature was that? They're carnivores, but they're classified as a marine mammal. And their skin is actually black. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to Veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean?
And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff.
So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes, sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
The Marine Mammal Project Act, MMPA, passed in 1972, was designed to safeguard species like whales, seals, polar bears, and other sea mammals from hunting, accidental harm, and habitat destruction. It has played a crucial role in reviving populations of species once on the brink of extinction. But conservationists argue that the law is outdated and imposes unnecessary burdens on industries such as commercial fishing, shipping, and offshore oil and gas exploration. A new Republican-backed proposal seeks to roll back several core provisions of the act. Supporters of the changes, including fishermen in Maine, tuna and crab industries in Hawaii and Alaska, and marine manufacturers, say current regulations make it difficult to sustain their business. Environmentalists warn that dismantling the MMPA could erase decades of conservation progress. It is one of our bedrock laws that bases conservation on the last available science. Species on the brink of extinction have been brought back because of it. The act not only bans the killing or capture of marine mammals in the U.S. waters, but also restricts activities that could harm them, including accidental entanglement in fishing gear and ship collisions. Conservationists warn that Rice's whale, a critically endangered species with only a few dozen individuals left in the Gulf of Mexico, could face its existential threat. The proposal also aims to delay protective measures for the North Atlantic right whale, whose population is now fewer than 400. Fishing groups have welcomed the proposed changes, saying current restrictions hurt their livelihoods without significantly improving outcomes to marine life. We need to have a healthy, vibrant ocean to continue Maine's heritage fishery. But these rules are overly restrictive. Environmentalists, however, see the move as part of a broader rollback of environmental protections that began under the Trump administration. The Marine Mammal Protection Act is flexible, effective, and working. We don't need to overhaul it. As the debate intensifies, conservationists warn that scaling back protections could reverse decades of progress and push some of the world's most vulnerable marine mammals closer to extinction. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Okay, okay, listen to me. The human world is a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got going on up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things surround you.
Winter. She just sits there in the doorway and watches everything going on in
here.
She
just judged us.
Yeah, she's just like staring, and she's so pretty. She's like all white, hence winter. We're going to go out to Solana Beach, California, and we're going to find out if Charles is in charge and knows what this is. What do you think, Charles? What creature is that?
Could it be an elephant seal?
Elephant seal, you say?
Run, Forrest, run!
That would be wrong, Charles. Good guess, but incorrect. And I see where, you know, you're in the San Diego area, the beautiful, most beautiful place in the country. And I can see why you would say seal, but that was incorrect. So,
okay.
It's still out there. So, what is it? I did say it's classified as a marine mammal. It's a carnivore. And the skin is black. But only you would see that if you shaved this animal. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call with your guesses.
I'm even more confused now.
So, it takes a special kind of misfortune to splat onto wet concrete, decay in anonymity, and then go viral some 20 years later. Such is the fate of the rodent that created what's known as the Chicago rat hole. Thought to have been formed in the early 2000s when a bird of prey dropped a brown rat, Chicagoans christened the site Spotatui and jokingly turned it into a shrine, leaving behind offerings such as Swiss cheese. Perhaps acorns would have been more appropriate, according to a study published in Biology Letters. There's a 98.67% chance the city's most famous rat was actually a squirrel. Researchers gathered measurements from 50 museum specimens of each of Chicago's 8 rodent species across sexes and a range of body sizes. They then statistically compared the museum data against the rat hole itself. The scientists didn't have access to the actual splat. The city dug it up and put it in storage last year. So the researchers estimated the imprint's dimensions through pictures that included coins for scale. The analysis quickly eliminated the brown rat, whose forelimbs, hind paws, and digits were all too stubby. Instead, the impression matched eastern gray squirrels and fox squirrels nearly equally well, though the gray squirrel's local abundance means it's ultimately one out. Behaviorally, the evidence fits too. Concrete is typically wet during the day when squirrels are most active and rats are still sleeping. The team's best guess for what happened? A squirrel slipped from a nearby branch and blew the landing. Perhaps they should rename it the Scrat Hole. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and at our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
What an agent, what a squirrel. He's got the country in a whirl. What's his name?
Shh, secret squirrel.
He's got tricks up his sleeve. Most bad guys won't believe. A bulletproof coat, a cannon hat, machine gun cane with a rat-tat-tat-tat-tat. Finds foreign spies, his disguise takes him many places. He's a squirrel of many faces. Who's that?
Bug.
Who's that?
Utan.
Who's that?
Boy!
Shh. Secret squirrel.
Out to San Diego, California, KCBQ Country, and Bobby. Bobby, I have a feeling you know the answer.
Hi there.
What do you think?
I'm going to guess sea lion.
Sea lion.
Shall we play a game?
We did, and you lost.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
well,
Bobby.
I should have gone for walrus. But
well,
okay.
Bobby was incorrect. Thank you. Thanks, Bobby. Thanks for playing with us, though. I appreciate that, but... we're going to leave it open and see if somebody else knows. So, I think I gave a good hint, though, at the end. Because what I said, it's classified as a marine mammal. It's a carnivore. The skin is black. But if you shave it, that's when you'll see the color of the skin. Not before. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. I know you know what it is, Devin, because Julie read a story that talked about this creature.
I just know that you can give a hint and you'll get a call.
Leva in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Hi, Liba.
Hi, sweetheart.
What is it, darling? What do you think that creature is? I have a feeling you know what it is.
A wild guess, orca.
I have a feeling you don't know what it is.
Somewhere in this world, there was a straitjacket waiting for that man.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, Liba, you were incorrect.
Okay.
All right, darling, try again later, or, you know, next week or whatever, but that wasn't it.
Just not her day.
Somebody's got to get it. I gave a good hint.
I just figured it out, but
oh,
I
you probably wouldn't.
Because you read the story.
Yeah, you went back and read your story. So if you shave it, the skin is black. And that's what's throwing people off. And I know it is. Because this creature doesn't appear that way. So we're going to go to Bruce in San Diego. Bruce, you know what it is, don't you?
Yeah. It's a polar bear.
Congratulations. Did you think, like, did you answer that based on shaving the animal, or did you know all along that, that polar bears have black skin?
No, I just turned on your station, heard the, the little test, and then when I heard you give the hint, the skin was black, then I knew what it was.
They come across as white because they're actually, the fur is transparent. So with the sun and everything like that, it comes across as white, but the skin on the animal is actually black, which is amazing. Yeah. I was going to give another hint that they were excellent swimmers, but I didn't go that far because you got it, Bruce. Bruce, you have dogs? You have cats? What do you live with?
I got cat.
Do you want to go with cat treats?
It has me.
Yeah, but I know that feeling. I have three of them, and I live here. It's their house. But So we have the cat treats from Vitacraft, if you've never tried those. We have some books. We have some dog treats, which you don't have a dog. I do have a collapsible water bowl that you could take with you anywhere. I have the 2026 calendars, and I do have a cat calendar, if you want to go with that one.
And we got one for next year.
Oh, yeah, I got mine, too. So, or we have, if you're a drinker, for the tumblers, it goes on the handle. We have the NFL handle thing from... Silly Beads by Kayla, or we have the Stitch one for a kid, or we have a little boy's keychain. What do you think?
I don't know.
You want to go with the cat treats?
Yeah, I'll go with... Yeah, she has enough, but she can always use more.
Oh, she's going to like these. I'm going to send you the Lick and Lap. It's actually a paste, and she will go crazy for it. Guarantee it. Mine love it. So you can get her to do anything you want her to do once you let her taste this, because she'll go crazy for it. So I'm going to send you out the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. So stay on the line, Bruce, and we'll get your address, and we'll ship them out to you. That's Bruce out there in San Diego, California. And congratulations to Bruce. And so what was it, Devin?
It was a polar bear.
Yes. Did you know they have black skin? Apparently not.
No.
I've heard that before, but I did not remember it. But
that was what was throwing people off.
Yeah.
And I knew it would, because not everybody knows that polar bears actually do have black skin. And I think it's fascinating that the hair on them is like translucent or whatever, and when the sun hits it, it reflects as white. So that's pretty fascinating. And they are carnivores. And my cat has decided to jump up on my desk once again. Here she is, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, at Talkin' Pets Radio, and giddy, 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 who loves you? Your daddy love you. I love you. You're my girl. You're my girl? She's my girl. My cats are spoiled. Oh, she knew she knocked something off the desk. Now she's upset. Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Hey, I'll give you a trivia right now if you want to try it out of the break. This music that Devin is playing, it's from a scary movie. Considered a Halloween movie. But what does the music go to? It's the theme song to a scary movie. 818-818-6401. Happy Halloween. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators of small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Yeah.
Cardiff City has defended their pest control policy after a rat made an appearance on the pitch during the second half of the Wales World Cup qualifier against Belgium. Belgium's Real Madrid keeper, Thibaut Courtois, made an unsuccessful attempt to catch the rodent during his side's 4-2 win at Cardiff City Stadium. Wales substitute Brendan Johnson ushered the rat off the pitch. As he was briefly halted, the rat then slipped past the ball boy and disappeared behind the VAR monitor and digital advertising boards and was not seen again. It's something I'm not seen in 36 years at Cardiff City, said the Cardiff City head of operations, Wayne Nash. We've had a stray dog on the pitch, but that was something new, a freak of nature. Nash explained the location of the stadium on the outskirts of Welsh capital, explains where the rodent likely came from. The stadium is close to allotments, railroad sidings, and we know rats can be problematic, he said. The railway bankings can be infested with rats. We know they are in the area, and we do have the odd sighting of them. But we work closely with our pest control partners and do everything we can to keep them away. Rat bait stations are in operation at the stadium, and the club says stringent cleaning policies are followed. We pick up litter and food like half-eaten burgers straight after games. Everything is put away, added Nash, who also works as security manager for the Football Association of Wales. They say you're never too far from a rat, especially in cities, and this one managed to get in. People have seen a rat on the pitch as quite funny, but it does have serious undertones. If I was the ball boy or Brendan Johnson, I would have ran a mile. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and at our social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Devin Leach.
I love this song. And for the young people out there that don't know what this song is about, Devin.
That's me.
You don't know what the song is about?
Ben.
So that's a very young Michael Jackson. And yep. The song is called Ben, and it's about a rat.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've ever seen the movie, there's a movie out there called Ben. And it's an old movie. Great movie. I like it. I just watched it not too long ago, actually, but that's a great song. I remember I was 16 years old, and I was working at Ghost Town in the Glen in Pennsylvania, and it was a theme park back then, and there was a piano in the saloon, because it was a western town in one area,
yeah,
where they had fights between cowboys and Indians and stuff. It was a cool park. And they had a piano in there, and I actually taught myself to play this song. Now, can I do it now? No. But I did it when I was 16, and I just love the song. It's a great song, even though it's about a rat. But speaking about rats, though, rat poison. Make sure you keep your pets away from it. A lot of people put it out in their yards, or whatever, barns or wherever there might be rats. If you do see that your dog or cat or your pet has a weakness, also pale gums, external bleeding from the nose, the mouth, or any wounds, gastrointestinal or urinary bleeding, breathing difficulties. These signs may take several days to appear after they ingest the poison, but vomiting may help if induced within a few hours of the ingestion. But treatment and antidotes administered by the vet are often the most successful. And I also want to say, because it's the holiday out there of the candy holiday, and people are already doing Halloween parties and everything like that, keep your pets away from the candy. Small quantity may cause vomiting of chocolate. Also weakness, usually not fatal, but large quantities will cause seizure and or heart disturbances. And 1 ounce of baking chocolate or 4 ounces of sweet chocolate, or 10 ounces of milk chocolate can kill a 10-pound dog. So poison dogs are likely to have vomited already, but if not, vomiting may help if induced within 2 to 3 hours of ingestion. Treatment to control dehydration, seizures, and heart disturbances may be necessary, so make sure you take them to a vet. And much to your bewilderment, we can eat a lot of chocolate ourselves out there, but in an overdose of chocolate, it is also toxic to our bodies as well. But we're talking you'd have to eat a lot at one time. You like chocolate, Jilly?
I'm a chocoholic.
I love chocolate. I don't eat it as much as you.
Like special dark, and I do like white chocolate, like truffle white chocolate.
So the weird part is that white chocolate is actually not chocolate.
I know.
But I do like white chocolate as well. Yeah, that'll put you on a sugar high for sure. The white chocolate. Yeah. But I think that's what they put on some like doggy cookies and stuff like that. Is the white stuff, the white chocolate, because it's not actual chocolate. But it is right. Sugar, so it is going to give them a little bit of a sugar high. But, you know, again, keep your pets out of the candy bowl because it can cause a lot of damage. And if not just the chocolate, the wrappers can too.
Oh,
and
yes.
Always remember, Jilly, right? If it's coming out the other end, what do we not do?
Do not pull it.
And why is that?
Because it can pull other things out with it.
Yep.
Organs and stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't want to be pulling out the intestines and all of a sudden you're like, this isn't the wrapper anymore. So just be very careful if you see it coming out the other end. You can actually give it a little tiny tug. If it's not being generous, that means that it's stuck on something. So
time to go to the vet.
Yeah. Take your dog to the vet or your cat, whatever you may have. But once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. It is closing time. So, we're going to say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets. Same pet time, same pet channel on your favorite radio station, wherever you may be. Check out our website, talkingpets.com. If you don't hear the stories or there's more stories, you can check out the news section. That'll also give you more information as well. Jilly, from Celestial Custom Dog Services out of Round Mountain, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us, Jilly.
Thank you. Love you. Miss you guys.
Love you, too.
See
you soon.
Everybody
out there, have a great weekend. Be safe. We live in a crazy world now. Not where things used to be.
Bye, everybody.
I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
Bye for now.
Bye, y'all.
Views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.